Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in our society, we are generally confronted with a lot of misconceptions regarding Islam and non-Muslims. One of these misconceptions is that it is generally believed that all non-Muslims are hell-bound. They are destined and doomed to face hell come what may. Now, it needs to be analyzed very carefully that in the Quran, this threat or this promise of hell has only been given to a certain category of non-Muslims, and in the terminology of the Quran, these non-Muslims are called kafirs. A kafir is a non-Muslim who deliberately denies Islam or some truth. And if a person is in search of Islam, for example, or he is researching out a topic on Islam, he's still contemplating of embracing Islam, or he has misconceptions about Islam, all such non-Muslims cannot be termed as kafir. So therefore, even in the Quran, wherever it is said that all non-Muslims are hell-bound, the word kafir has been explicitly used. I'll read out just one verse for you to just delineate the fact that it is not the fact that all non-Muslims are hell-bound, that all non-Muslims are destined to go to hell, but the fact of the matter is that only those non-Muslims are hell-bound or destined to go to hell who have become guilty of deliberate denial of the truth. The Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The disbelievers among the people of the book, the word is kafaru, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the people who have deliberately denied, among the people of the book and the idolaters shall burn forever in the fire of hell. They are the vilest of all creatures. So it is absolutely evident from this narration of this verse that it is basically the kafirs among the non-Muslims who are hell-bound, who are destined to go to hell. Other non-Muslims, of course, do not come in this category. Even we have a verse in the Quran which explicitly says that if certain realities and certain truths, they are accepted, then it does not matter whether a person is a Christian or a Jew or he belongs to any denomination, he has an entitlement to go to heaven. The Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَآمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Indeed, those who embrace faith and those who became Jews and those who are called Christians and Sabians, whoever among them believes in Allah in the last day and does righteous deeds, shall be rewarded by the Lord and His gracious presence, and they shall have nothing to fear, nor they shall grieve. So this verse is absolutely certain that people of other religions, Jews and Christians, they are also entitled to go to heaven. And of course, there is a big exception to this, and that is the fact that if they have deliberately denied a truth, they have deliberately denied, for example, the advent of the Prophet Muhammad, or they deliberately deny any other important truth, then of course, these glad tidings would not apply to them. So one must realize that whenever the Quran says something about hell and it relates this bad news to non-Muslims, then one must analyze who these non-Muslims are. And in all these cases, one shall gather from the Quran that they relate to non-Muslims which are called kafirs. Only those non-Muslims who have become guilty of deliberate denial of the truth and hence are termed kafirs are told in the Quran that their destination in the hereafter is hell. The rest, of course, is an entirely different category, and as I have explained earlier, other non-Muslims do not come in this category. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.